Hi folks, my name is Sydney and welcome to Guilt of Existence, a podcast geared toward finding peace on a dying planet. I don't know about you, but I am someone who has to give myself a pep talk before I go grocery shopping, especially on a Saturday. Inevitably, the parking lot is packed, I hate the way the lights reflect off the floor, and two old ladies, both with carts and in deep conversation, are effectively barricading the last aisle I need to go down. I'm trying to keep my cool and avoid going into sensory overload when I finally start noticing the product labeling. Organic, natural, free range, cage free, non-GMO. Is someone who wants to make the most sustainable choices within my budget, yet is aware of greenwashing and the deceptiveness of some marketing, this is almost enough to make me crawl into the fetal position in the produce section and scream, "What does it all mean?" So, to help myself avoid making a scene, I did some research on what these labels actually mean, as everything is not always what it seems. Let's dive in. Let's start with organic. When it comes to produce, USDA uses the term organic to indicate that it's been certified to have grown on soil that has no prohibited substances applied for 3 years prior to harvest. Prohibited substances include most synthetic fertilizers and pesticides. In instances where a grower has to use a synthetic substance to achieve a specific purpose, the substance must first be approved according to criteria that examine its effect on human health and the environment. So that's how they kind of defined that as far as produce goes. For meat, it actually means that, quote, animals are raised in living conditions accommodating their natural behavior, like the ability to graze on pasture, fed 100% organic feed and forage, and are not administered antibiotics or hormones. Now, there is a difference between a product being labeled as organic versus made with organic insert ingredient. If it says that it's made with an organic ingredient, that doesn't mean that the entire product is organic, but a majority of the ingredients are. Moving on to the word natural. Here's an excerpt from a USDA article. The United States Department of Agriculture does regulate the use of the word natural when applied to meat, poultry, and eggs, stating that a natural food is a product containing no artificial ingredients or added color and is only minimally processed. Although consumers purchasing natural meat, poultry, and eggs can be confident that there are no artificial ingredients or colors added, it's important to note that natural does not necessarily mean hormone-free or antibiotic-free. These are separate labels, also regulated by the USDA. Even before finding this definition, I was wary of anything with the word natural on the label because I was actually under the impression that natural was not something that was regulated at all. So I guess it's good to hear that it is somewhat regulated, but it seems pretty loose to me. So I don't know. I'm wary of it. Also, note that there are no requirements related to animal welfare when the term natural is used. So if that's something that is important to you, Be conscious of that. Up next, we have free range. This is applied to chickens and eggs and is defined by the USDA as being produced by hens that are able to roam vertically and horizontally in indoor houses and have access to fresh food and water and continuous access to the outdoors during their laying cycle. The outdoor area may be fenced and or covered with netting-like material. At first, this sounds pretty good, and, you know, it is compared to some alternatives, but it's important to understand that any big company that's selling eggs is doing it to sell eggs, not because they love caring for chickens. In Michael Pollan's book, The Omnivore's Dilemma, which, granted, I read a few years ago, this is not exact words from his book, but he explains that basically these chickens spend their youth with almost zero access to the outdoors. Then when the time comes for them to start producing eggs, there's this little door that's opened to a little patch of grass. But because these chickens have never seen this before, they don't go out because it's new and it's scary. So even though they technically have access, they don't use it. And I'm not an expert on all of the egg processing facilities in the world. I know that, but I think, you know, if we think in terms of where a lot of our eggs are coming from, a lot of them are from these larger operations. And so as far as business efficiency goes, I wouldn't be surprised that that's the approach that a majority of them take. Now, cage-free, on the other hand, is different than free-range. This means that the eggs are laid by hens that are able to roam vertically and horizontally in indoor houses and have access to fresh food and water. Now, you may have noticed that this is almost the exact same definition as free-range, but without the continuous access to the outdoors during their laying cycle part. So these chickens don't have the option to go outside at all. Next one is GMO, which stands for genetically modified organism, which can be a plant, animal, or microorganism that has had its genetic material, its DNA, changed using technology that generally involves the specific modification of DNA, including the transfer of specific DNA from one organism to another. I am absolutely not educated enough on GMOs to speak much beyond this, but I do think that GMOs have gotten a bad rap and that they really aren't as bad as they're made out to be. So it's my understanding that GMOs, that doesn't mean that they're harmful. I don't think there's really anything wrong with GMOs, but it might be something to look further into. The last term I want to go over is less for food and more for cosmetics, cruelty-free. I was very, very, very surprised to learn that this term, cruelty-free, is not regulated, which is very concerning to me, as the FDA states this: the unrestricted use of these phrases by cosmetic companies is possible because there are no legal definitions for these terms. Now, there is some hope, as it seems that the Leaping Bunny standard is our best bet for truly finding cruelty-free products, and this is some info directly from their website. The standard is short for the Corporate Standard of Compassion for Animals, a voluntary pledge that cosmetic, personal care, and/or household product companies based in the U.S. or Canada make to clear animal testing from all stages of product development. A company's ingredients, suppliers, and/or manufacturers must make the same pledge. The result is a product guaranteed to be 100% free of new animal testing. All Leaping Bunny companies must be open to independent audits, and commitments are renewed on an annual basis. With that being said, it's important to note that just because a product shows a bunny on it does not automatically mean it's the Leaping Bunny standard. I've seen numerous products with different bunny logos, so you need to make sure that it's a legitimate Leaping Bunny logo and not just a company attempting to trick us into thinking that they're following the standard. Well, that's it, everybody. I hope this episode clarified some things and will help you make more informed decisions in the future. I know this is kind of a bite-sized episode, and certainly there's more information out there that we can gather, but hopefully this is a start to help us maybe make some more informed decisions in the future if you weren't already aware of what some of these product labels mean. Maybe it'll even keep you from having a breakdown in front of the vegetable display, but no promises. Until next time, folks.